Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time now for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So, John, what's showing up on your radar this week in the swamp?
I've gotten involved in a really interesting project with the South Carolina Department of Commerce, and they've said that they're looking for other small and medium-sized companies to get involved in it. So I thought listeners would like to hear about this program, and maybe there's somebody out there that could benefit from it as well. I'm on the South Carolina Department of Commerce email list. You know, they send me announcements of investments and things like that. Well, a few months ago, they announced that they were going to India. And, you know, we partnered with some researchers at Clemson and started a company called Accessible Diagnostics. And we're developing ultra-low-cost glucose test systems for developing countries. So we had some interest in potentially a market in India. So I reached out to them and told them what we did. And they were very interested. And the short of a long conversation is, here soon, I'm going on a trip to India that was organized through the South Carolina Department of Commerce. Now, you know, people know of commerce as the industrial recruitment arm of the state where you're trying to recruit companies to build facilities here. I'm not sure too many people know that they do trade missions like we're going on.
Wow, India. That sounds exciting. Now, is this something that you have to pay for on your own?
You do have to pay for it. This is something that they provide as a service. It's really a collaboration in South Carolina between the South Carolina Department of Commerce. And then in India, it's actually the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And that's the piece that you're paying for. A company reaches out to them and says, here's the kind of customer prospects that I would like to meet. In this case, it's in India. And so the trip has been organized, and we're going to Chennai for a couple of days, which is on the East Coast. Then we're going to Bangalore. And then we're going at the end of the week for 2 days. We're going to Mumbai. And so, you know, we are interested in the kind of places that would buy diabetic supplies, hospitals and clinics. And so the folks on the ground in India have set up these meetings for us. There is a cost to it. Now, in our case, we're such a small business that there were actually some grants available to help us. We'll pay something, but there was some help in doing this because they want to stimulate small companies. And I think Commerce was particularly interested with a university-backed startup company, because that was pretty cool to be helping some Clemson innovations around the world. Luck of the draw, I got introduced to someone in Colombia, independent of all of this, and this person had developed distribution in East Africa, and the Clemson Project started as a Gates Foundation grant in Tanzania. And so we were very interested in other opportunities in East African countries. It turned out this individual had used the very same program about 4 or 5 years ago to get his business started. He had worked for BMW in the past, so he, you know, done business internationally from Colombia, and he was able to use this U.S. Commercial Service to make introductions there, and so he's developed a distribution business. So there are some people in the state that have actually used this program to grow their business internationally in a way that would be very difficult to do on your own. I mean, what's so exciting for us is we have some people on the ground there that are willing to help us reach out and make some introductions. And, you know, because it's the U.S. government, you know, we have some credibility going into some of these meetings that we probably wouldn't have otherwise had on our own. The South Carolina Department of Commerce said they were interested in other South Carolina companies that would like to benefit from a program like this. I mean, they go to different places around the world, working with the United States Commercial Service. So if there are other companies out there, reach out to the South Carolina Department of Commerce, tell them what you're interested in.
Well, John, this sounds like quite an event for you, and we're looking forward to hearing your report on your trip. And speaking of events, how's that business calendar looking for our business community?
Well, this week we've got some things coming up quick. There's a South Carolina STEM Summit today, actually, and an Innovision Forum up in Greenville. And then coming up here soon is the South Carolina Bio Conference, which is always a good gathering of life sciences in South Carolina.
John, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to his companies where you can find more information about what we talked about today, as well as those events that he mentioned. It'll all be posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts, where you can hear this show again and find links to our social media network so you can connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.